USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News that the White House took swift action.
You saw President Trump direct a quick, decisive, prudent response by making sure that we had all the resources necessary to keep people safe and to secure the compound as well. And as we go into the evening, we're continuing to watch, we're continuing to monitor. As you know, this is a difficult place, a tough terrain, and so we continue to take the situation seriously, and President Trump and our entire team are watching it closely.
Military officials say the man charged with stabbing five people during a Hanukkah celebration in New York was removed from the Marines due to a fraudulent enlistment. The Marine Corps did confirm he was removed in late 2002, about a month after he began boot camp. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The new year and the new decade is being welcomed across the world with fireworks, dancing, and champagne. But Australia's celebrations were overshadowed by deadly wildfires, and protests dampened the festive mood in Hong Kong and in India. Large crowds in Sydney Harbour watched fireworks. Even as smoke from the wildfires turned the evening sky blood red. Hong Kong's government also cancelled its popular fireworks in Victoria Harbour due to security concerns as protesters staged more rallies. People in India also welcomed the new year with protests, angered by a citizenship law that they say will discriminate against Muslims and chip away at the country's secular constitution. The police chief in Fresno, California says that six gang members have been arrested for the killings of four men who were watching football at a backyard party last month.
They all admitted that they were there to retaliate against the Asian Crips.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Nearly 65% of Americans are visual learners. That means, according to USA Radio's Tim Berg, there's an easier way to teach people.
This came to Tina Hay's realization while she was studying for her business degree at Harvard. Hay was struggling to keep up with her classmates when it came to understanding financial jargon. So what Hay did is create Napkin Finance, which teaches you everything you need to know about a money topic in 30 seconds or less, like the stock market.
The stock market is a collection of physical and electronic exchanges where buyers and sellers come together to trade stocks. Stock exchanges make up the stock market, and their role is to manage buyers and sellers, manage the data and traffic flow. The two most prominent stock exchanges in the U.S. are the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ. And interestingly, the S&P has not lost money over a 20-year period.
A lawsuit accusing actor Kevin Spacey of sexual assault was dismissed on Monday, months after the anonymous massage therapist who filed it died. In October, the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office said Spacey wouldn't face criminal charges in the case. In July, prosecutors in Massachusetts dropped a different case against Spacey in which he was accused of sexually assaulting a teen busboy in a Nantucket bar in 2016. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.